Our team of meteorologists joined Science Guy Steve Spangler on the grass at Coors Field for 9 News Weather and Science Day. It's a big hit, and as part of the event, they launched a balloon outfitted with 2 cameras and some other instruments for a science experiment. Well, the balloon eventually reached an altitude, says our Marty Coniglio, of 93,000 feet, which is stunning. It's right at the edge of the Earth's atmosphere, and Marty is joining us. And Marty, you can actually see the curvature of the Earth in these pictures. It's a remarkable thing.
Not only that, you can see the glow of the Earth, the edge of the atmosphere here. It's well up into the stratosphere, and Steve Spangler just got back from chasing. We had this flag aboard. This flag went to 93,000 feet today. My. Everybody signed it. We also had a scientist aboard. Beaker is back and in really good shape. We'll show you some of the other video we had from the payload of the balloon itself. There's Amelia holding the vertical camera, me with the horizontal camera. This is the balloon as it descended at about 1,200 feet per minute out of Coors Field, moving up and around. There was some concern about the wind that it might blow it into one of the higher things, but the guys at Edge of Space Science are absolute pros at this kind of thing. So here you are. There's Beaker.
Beaker hanging on for dear life.
where the balloon burst, and we're now plummeting down from 93,000 feet. Goodness. You can see the edge of the atmosphere, the curvature of the Earth. The parachute deploys, and here we are. And of course, we used to have a nice, beautiful 9 News logo on the flag. You can see it getting whipped around there, and now all that's left on the flag is the 9. Everything else
is the 9 still standing, though. There you go.
The 9 is still there.